Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Curtis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Kekic. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ellis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground that hits Yastrzemski. Yastrzemski is out and Fisk is safe at first. There goes Yastrzemski trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Cepeda moves to second. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball towards right. Torres settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Torres. Cepeda scores. Fisk goes all the way around to score. Griffin moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Curtis picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Curtis. Duffy scores. Bell moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Harper scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to third. Cepeda moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Evans reaches second base with a double. Griffin moves to third. Ray Lamb now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. Evans scores. Harper moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamb covering, for the out. Harper moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Evans reaches second base with a double. Griffin scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss is called out on strikes. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Spikes moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Marat now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chambliss moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Evans reaches second base with a double. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Lolick pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Marat covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duffy hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Ragland now playing second base. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Miller reaches second base with a double. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper throws the ball into Griffin, who tags Bell, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chambliss is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.